Chapter 2, A Clever Escape.
I saw my father so long ago, but I knew he was the man I was looking at now. He was about 50 and had long, dirty black hair and a black beard. His face was very white, and he was wearing very old clothes. His shoes had holes in them, and so did his hat. He looked at me, then said,
"So, you're wearing clean new clothes?"
"Yes. The Widow Douglas bought them for me," I answered.
"I know. I also know she's sending you to school. You must think you're better than your father now,"
he said. Without thinking, I answered, "Maybe I do and maybe I don't."
"I'm your father, not that Widow Douglas. You're my son again now, and all sons do what their fathers tell them,"
he said. I was even more afraid now, so I said, "Yes, father." I was afraid to look at him. He got up and said,
"I know Judge Thatcher has your money. I'm your father, so it's my money now."
Then he turned and left. I knew he was going to get drunk. The next morning, he went to Judge Thatcher's house. He tried to get my $6,000, but the judge didn't let him have it. I was happy because I knew Judge Thatcher and the Widow Douglas were not afraid of my father. It was a good thing the judge and the widow also helped to keep me in school. But one day in the spring, my father found me on my way to school. He took me up the river in a boat, and then he made me go into the woods with him. We walked for a long time and came to an old, empty cabin made of wood. He made me stay there for many days and nights. My clean new clothes became old and dirty. I didn't go to school anymore, and I started to say bad words again. My father started to hit me more and more often. Once, he left me in the house for 3 days. I finally decided to run away. My father was always careful not to leave any knives in the house whenever he left me there. But one day, I found an old saw. I decided I could make a hole through the wall with it. The next morning, my father told me to go to the river and catch some fish for breakfast. While I was by the river, I suddenly saw an empty canoe on the river. This was my chance. I decided to hide the canoe and use it that night. Later, my father went into town and left me in the house. I got out my saw and started to work on my hole. Soon, I climbed out of the cabin through the hole. I didn't leave any footprints because there was grass on the ground all the way to the canoe. I had my father's gun with me. I went into the woods to hunt a pig. I took the pig back to the cabin and let the pig's blood fall on the ground. Then, I pulled some of my hair out and put it on my father's axe with some of the pig's blood. I took the pig outside and let it fall into the river. I hoped people might think the pig's blood was mine and think I was dead. I waited for night. Then, I got in the canoe and went to Jackson's Island. All that work made me very tired. I got out of the canoe and went into the woods. I found a place on the grass and went to sleep.